Question number one. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. First question in last night's debate. College student Jeremy Epstein asks,
what can you say to reassure me, but more importantly, my parents, that I'll be able to sufficiently support myself after I graduate?
Romney.
We have to make sure that we make it easier for kids to afford college.
That pays off the student loan, but what about the job part?
I know what it takes to create good jobs again. I know what it takes to make sure that you have the kind of opportunity you deserve.
So, Romney's answer, trust me, I'm a businessman. Over to Mr. Obama, what would you do?
We change our tax code, so we're giving incentives to companies that are investing here in the United States.
And maybe another stimulus?
And let's take the money that we've been spending on war over the last decade to rebuild America. Roads, bridges, schools.
But when? Jeremy graduates in 2014. So Candy pushes the candidates.
What about those long-term unemployed who need a job right now?
And that's when Romney said,
that's why I put out a five-point plan that gets America 12 million new jobs in 4 years.
To which the president said,
Governor Romney doesn't have a five-point plan. He has a one-point plan.
But even if he does, two forecasting firms are predicting that the economy will create 12 million jobs by 2016, no matter who's president. That's why the race is tied. It's Romney's mysterious budget numbers.
Of course they add up.
Versus Obama's unimpressive jobs numbers. Or maybe it's this growing suspicion that the economy is going to do what the economy is going to do, and all we're really debating is who gets to watch from the White House. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.